डियर लर्नर्स, सोशियोलॉजी में हम बहुत सारे टॉपिक में बात कर चुके हैं। आज हम बात करेंगे सोशियोलॉजी एंड रिलेशनशिप विद अदर सोशल साइंसेस। ये है चैप्टर, लेसन नंबर 3 है। उससे पहले हम दो लेसन के बारे में बात कर चुके हैं, जहाँ पे हम सीखे हैं कि व्हाट आर द मीनिंग एंड स्कोप ऑफ सोशियोलॉजी, एंड सेकेंड लेसन ऑफ द इमरजेंस एंड डेवलपमेंट सोशियोलॉजी। सो इन दिस लेसन विल डिस्कस अबाउट द रिलेशंस बिटवीन सोशियोलॉजी एंड अदर सोशल
जी
साइंसेस। बिफोर दैट विल डिस्कस सोशियोलॉजी एंड एवरी व्हाट इज सोशियोलॉजी एंड व्हाट आर द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ सोशियोलॉजी। इफ यू रिमेंबर, वी हैव डिस्कस दैट सोशियोलॉजी इज अ सिस्टमेटिक एंड ऑब्जेक्टिव स्टडी ऑफ ह्यूमन सोसाइटी। जो मानव समाज है उसको हम विस्तारित रूप में जब जानते हैं वो सोशियोलॉजी में ही जानते हैं। सोशियोलॉजी स्टडी इंडिविजुअल सोशल एक्शन, सोशल रिलेशनशिप सच एज रिलेशन्स बिटवीन हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ, टीचर एंड स्टूडेंट, बायर एंड सेलर, एंड सोशल प्रोसेसेस नेमली कोऑपरेशन, कंपटीशन, कॉन्फ्लिक्ट, कॉन्फ्लिक्ट अकोमोडेशन, असिमिलेशन, एंड देर आर मेनी ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस, कम्युनिटी नेशंस एंड सोशल स्ट्रक्चर आर द बेसिस ऑफ सोशियोलॉजिकल इंक्वायरी। वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द स्टडिंग सोशल रिलेशनशिप, दैट व्हेन यू गो टू मार्केट देयर वी स्टडी द रिलेशंस बिटवीन सेलर एंड बायर। यू सी देयर आर टू ह्यूमन बींग्स बट देयर रोल्स आर डिफरेंट, वन इज सेलर, वन इज बायर। And when you'll go to for voting, when you go as a voter, you'll find that in the means you are also a human being, but you are voting someone. That means that person is a candidate and you are a voter.
Mm-hmm.
And when you'll go to go for a relationship, you'll find that before marriage, you'll find that there is a man and that has been male and female. But when someone joins to the institution of marriage, both male and female become husband and wife. So you are maintaining the relationship between husband and wife. If you will go for a profession like social profession, you are working in NGO. So there, that means you become a volunteer, and to whom you are rendering the services, that person becomes your consumer. So there is a relation between consumer and behavior. As a human being, we are playing multiple role in our
society.
जी,
मतलब इंसान तो सभी हैं, लेकिन जब जब रिश्ते बदल जाते हैं तो उनका जो रिलेशन होता है, जो बेसिक्स होते हैं रिलेशन के, वो बदल जाता है, और इसी को बताने का नाम सोशियोलॉजी है।
yes.
किस तरह से ह्यूमन बींग्स आपस में बिहेव करते हैं रिलेशन बदलने के साथ साथ।
यस, तो अब आज हम पढ़ेंगे जैसे sociology and relations other social sciences like history, political science, economic, social work, psychology and anthropology, how they're related, and but they also maintain some uniqueness. As I told you, sociology as a subject focuses on studying interaction between individuals, members of society, different context. It studies the voting behavior of the individuals during election, economic behavior in business to custom relations, which will discuss friendship and family relationship. So we'll discuss the relations between history and sociology. If we look at history, what history means, it is the study of past. जो आपका अतीत में जो हुआ है उसको हम बोलते हैं, वो जो अतीत में जिसको स्टडी करते हैं उसको बोलते हैं हम हिस्ट्री। जैसे आपका इंडस वैली सिविलाइजेशन हो गया, हड़प्पा सिविलाइजेशन हो गया। सपोज आपको कोई पूछता है, आप तो इंडिया के हैं लेकिन पहले क्या था, आप कहाँ से बिलोंग करते थे। जैसे कोई पूछता है इंडिया पाकिस्तान के बारे में पूछते, तो पहले इंडिया एंड पाकिस्तान और बांग्लादेश एक से ही कंट्री, जिसको हम बोलते भारतवर्ष बोलते थे। और उससे पहले चलेंगे तो आप देखेंगे वहाँ पे अशोका है और बहुत सारा, जैसे मराठा में जाएंगे तो वहाँ शिवाजी है, तो इससे बहुत सारा चीज़ें तो सो दैट इज बिंग स्टडीड बाई हिस्ट्री। सो डाटा फॉर द हिस्ट्री एंड एंशियंट टाइम ऑल्सो स्टडी इंस्क्रिप्शंस, हिस्ट्रिकल डाटा मे नॉट बी कम्प्लीट, सम माइट हैव बीन डिस्ट्रॉयड, लॉस्ट, स्टोलन और इनएक्सेसिबल। Therefore, historians have to build up their interpretation of the past and the limitation of the material. जैसे हम बोलते हैं कि रामायण के बारे में, या जब हम बोलते हैं कि नहीं हमारे जो इंडस वैली सिविलाइजेशन में क्या था, तो उसको हम कैसे सीखते हैं, हम सीखते हैं कि कहाँ पे एक इंस्क्रिप्शन कहाँ पे है। जब एक्सकर्वेशन होता है तब सोचते हैं, हाँ एक्सकर्वेशन से हम देखते हैं कि हाँ ये हमारा आर्ट था, ये हमारा कल्चर था। ये जैसे हम बोलते कोई जो पहले जो किंग थे, अशोका जो किंग थे, अशोका का क्या उनका रिलीजन क्या था
जी।
तो हम जैसे सोचते हैं वो जैसे श्रीलंका गए थे उनका बुद्धिस्ट धर्म प्रचार करने के लिए, तो हम ये सब कहाँ से मिला, ये सब मिला
ये
उनका
सब हिस्ट्री से मिला, मतलब
हिस्ट्री से मिला उनका जो इंस्क्रिप्शन था या उनका जो जिससे बहुत सारे लिटरेचर भी होता है जो खोदने के बाद लिटरेचर में मिलता है, तो वो सब लिटरेचर से हम पता चलता है। तो सोर्सेस इसका क्या है, आर्काइव्स है, म्यूजियम है, लाइब्रेरीज है, पर्सनल कलेक्शन ऑफ पीपल, जिससे बहुत सारे म्यूजियम लोग क्यों जाते हैं, क्योंकि हम जानना चाहते हैं हमारा हिस्ट्री में क्या था। सो वास्ट कंपैरिजन सोसाइटीज डिफरेंट इन डिफरेंट स्केल एंड टाइम आर बियॉन्ड द स्कोप ऑफ हिस्ट्री, देयरफॉर हिस्टोरियंस रेयरली अटेम्प्ट टू जनरलाइज अबाउट ह्यूमन सोसाइटी एज ए होल, दे प्रोवाइड डिटेल अकाउंट ऑफ द स्पेसिफिक सोशल सिचुएशन। जैसे मौर्य, जैसे अशोका और उनका जो कलिंग हुआ
जी।
उसके बारे में डिटेल बताते हैं कि, एंड देन दे ऑल्सो डू द कंपेरिजन बिटवीन डिफरेंट सोसाइटीज। सपोज जब अशोका का वहाँ पे रूल चल रहा, तो वहाँ पे और जगह में क्या कैसा
जी
रूल
जी
चल
जी
रहा
उसके
है,
समकालीन क्या क्या व्यवस्थाएं थी और किस तरह का राज्य और राजनीति की क्या स्थिति थी, क्या लोगों की स्थिति थी, ये
यस
सब भी बताया जाता
यस।
है। जी।
तो हिस्ट्रियंस आर कंसर्न विथ स्पेसिफिक सोसाइटी, दे टेल अबाउट सिस्टम दैट प्रिवेल इन द सोसाइटी एट दैट पर्टिकुलर टाइम, उस टाइम में क्या था वो देखते हैं, जैसे कंपेरिजन में बताता है। उसी टाइम सोशियोलॉजी की बात करेंगे तो सोशियोलॉजी प्रिंसिपली कंसर्न द स्टडी ऑफ कंटेम्पररी सोसाइटी, वर्तमान सोसाइटी में क्या हो रहा है वो सोशियोलॉजी ज़्यादा स्टडी करता है।
जी
एंड दे कलेक्ट डाटा थ्रू डिफरेंट मेथड्स, वेल कलेक्टिंग डाटा सोशियोलॉजिस्ट कीप्स इन हिज माइंड ऑल द एस्पेक्ट। जैसे जैसे हिस्ट्री के बारे में, तो हिस्ट्री में क्या होता है वो अतीत में क्या होता है वो देखते हैं, लेकिन वो क्या करते हैं, जैसे सेकेंडरी सोर्सेज है, जैसे इंस्क्रिप्शन हो गया, म्यूजियम हो गया, इसके ऊपर डिपेंड करते हैं। बट व्हेन इट कम्स टू सोशियोलॉजी दे स्टडी द प्रेजेंट सिचुएशन, प्रेजेंट
जी
सिचुएशन में क्या हो रहा है, दे यूज ऑब्जर्वेशन, दे यूज क्वेश्चनेयर, दे यूज इंटरव्यू टू नो व्हाट इज हैपनिंग। द हिस्ट्रियन स्टडी एक्चुअल इवेंट्स ऑफ द पास्ट टू एस्टेब्लिश हाउ थिंग्स एक्चुअली हैपन, जिससे पहले क्या हुआ है वो देखते हैं। इफ सपोज कुछ इन्फॉर्मेशन उनको नहीं मिलता, देन दे ऑल्सो स्टार्टेड वो अदर एस्पेक्ट। सपोज उनको मिलता है कहाँ पर जो रिसर्च उनका इनकम्प्लीट हो रहा है या डाटा वो उनको पूरा नहीं मिल रहा है, देन ऑल्सो देन दे डू दे डू री स्टडी एंड दे फाइंड आउट द मिसिंग इन्फॉर्मेशन। अदर हैंड डाटा कलेक्टेड बाई सोशियोलॉजी आर मोर कम्प्रेंस द हिस्ट्री एंड स्टडी एक्चुअली एक्चुअल इवेंट्स इन द पास्ट टू एस्टेब्लिश हाउ थिंग्स एक्चुअली हैपन। और द सोशियोलॉजी स्टडी द कंटेम्प्रेरी सोसाइटी, दे ऑल्सो रेफर टू द हिस्ट्रिकल मैट या दे ऑल्सो रेफर टू हिस्ट्रिकल मटेरियल अवेलेबल ऑन इट फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग सोशल एंड कल्चरल चेंज। जैसे चेंज कैसा हो रहा है उसको समझने के लिए वो पुराना चीज़ भी देखते हैं। जैसे आप देखे होंगे, जैसे जब रजनी कोठर जब कास्ट एंड पॉलिटिक्स के बारे में बात करते हैं, हम देखते हैं पूरा पहले क्या था, कास्ट एंड पॉलिटिक्स में क्या पहले कंपोजिशन था, कैसे कास्ट का इवोल्यूशन हुआ और कैसे पॉलिटिकल इवोल्यूशन कैसे कास्ट के जरिए हुआ, वो सब हम स्टडी करते हैं। जैसे हम स्टडी करते हैं कि बैकवर्ड, जैसे हाउ द बैकवर्ड मूवमेंट हैज हेल्प इन द पॉलिटिकल मूवमेंट, तो हम क्या करते हैं हम हिस्ट्री को देखते हैं, चलो कैसे जैसे बैकवर्ड, जैसे अदर बैकवर्ड क्लास मूवमेंट कैसे हुआ, कहाँ से शुरू हुआ, कहाँ से इवोल्यूशन हुआ, कैसे धीरे धीरे आगे बढ़ा। तो इसके लिए क्या हम कभी कभी क्या, तो जो सोशल एंड कल्चरल चेंज को समझने के लिए हम हिस्ट्रिकल मटेरियल भी देखते हैं। ए सोशियोलॉजिस्ट ऑल्सो स्टडी हिस्ट्रिकल सोसाइटी यूजिंग मेथोलॉजी ऑफ सब्जेक्ट एंड लुक एट द इंटर रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन डिफरेंट इंस्टीट्यूशन। When this perspective is extended for the study of historical societies, the branch of sociology that deals with it is known as historical sociology. तो historical sociology में हम क्या करते हैं, हम देखते हैं कि जो पुराना सोसाइटी में क्या क्या एस्पेक्ट था। जैसे सोसाइटी में जब सोसाइटी का बात हम जब करते हैं, तो देखते हैं कि वहाँ पर पॉलिटिकल एंगल क्या था, जैसे पॉलिटिकल एंगल क्या था, इकोनॉमिक एस्पेक्ट क्या था, हिस्ट्रिकल एस्पेक्ट क्या था, तो बहुत सारा चीज़ हम स्टडी करते हैं। जैसे आपको जैसे हम बता रहे, जैसे इंडियन सोसाइटी का किससे इवोल्यूशन हुआ, तो हम क्या करते हैं इंडियन सोसाइटी थ्रू आउट एजेस देखते हैं कि चलो अशोका के टाइम, अशोका जो अशोका के किंग उनके टाइम में क्या था, मौर्यन एम्पायर में क्या था, या वैदिक टाइम में क्या था, तो ये सब हिस्ट्रिकल इवोल्यूशन में देखते हैं। तो इस ब्रांच को बोलते हैं हिस्ट्रिकल सोशियोलॉजी। If we look at the differences, if and in some simple words, sociology studies at the macro level, but it aims at the micro level. The sociology also studies a specific society in all its detail, but comparison is made with the others with an aim to generalize. On the other hand, history bases itself on an analysis of document tries to eliminate specific situation. Its conclusion are bound by consideration of time and space. Or a difference say history confines itself to the specific societies, but sociology attempts to generalize about human society. But now history has also become far sociological. It also studies social and cultural patterns, gender relations, customs and traditions other than the acts of kings and kingdoms and wars. With the evolution of time, history has also extended its scope. You will find that there are many historical studies that have evolved nowadays. They also started looking at the caste, how the caste has evolved, what are the social and cultural practices during a particular kind of time. So even they have also looked at gender relations. So history has also become more sociological than the previous decades if you look at the study of history. Now we can study about the relations between sociology and political science. If you look at political science, when it comes to political science, everyone generalizes that political science may be it is the study of voting behavior, but it goes beyond that also. So what is political science? It is also known as the science of government or the science of polity or politics. It is defined as the systematic study of the state and other organs of the power. It studies the nature of distribution of power in society, the rules according to which competition for power is carried out, and the nature of government and its functions, such as legislative, executive, and judicial. When we look at political science, everyone feels, it is mainly considered the study of political institutions, because there are many institutions in the society political system. We will find out there are constitution, there are judicial, which you call high court, supreme court. There are executive, president, governor. There is legislative like parliament, and then state legislative assemblies. So the political science mainly studies the three organs of political system, the legislative, executive, and judicial. It generally studies the complex, advanced, and modern societies, in other words, those societies that have machinery of the state and written law. It is concerned with the larger system, that is, whole societies and their political states, rather than micro level units for which sociologists are famous. Politicians don't carry piece of intensive fieldwork with society. Their idea come from published documents, census and official reports, proceedings of the parliament and other political organs, surveys of opinion, election results. This implies that politicians scientists don't go to the field to collect data. The data they interpret are those that have been collected and compiled by others. Politicians is primarily concerned with political institutions. Those deal with the distribution of power in society and maintenance of law and order. An important area in politics is a political philosophy pertaining to emergence of state and the need of the order. Political philosophy, you might have studied about Aristotle and Plato. People study that what Plato has talked about the state, what Aristotle has talked about the state. When you look at study democracy, we also see how democracy has come all of a sudden, how democracy has evolved. So when you look at how democracy has evolved, we started looking at different literature like Plato's Plato, the book of by Plato, Aristotle. We also look at when you look at how constitution evolved, we look at different documents of the constitutions. Like we look at how they prepared the draft, and then so similarly, when you look at the rights of the peasants, rights of the tribals, so look at our rules of the constitutions. And when you look at study the director principle of state policy, we also look at our constitutions. Sometimes we look at how voting pattern is changing. So we look at election statistics, we look at different literature, we look at newspaper courting, we look at different rules and regulations. Politicians mainly studies the data that have been collected and compiled by others. But we can say time has changed. There are also many documents that are coming up. They go directly to the field and also take the response of voters, take the response from the the panchayat institution members. They also go to member of parliament. They also go to legislative assemblies to seek their voice, to have an in-depth study. On the other hand, if you look at the study of sociology in the context of political science, you will find that sociology studies all types of societies irrespective of whether they happen to be classified as tribal, peasant or urban industrial. It is comparative in nature. It gives information about the distribution of power in those societies, tribal and peasant, that political scientists don't study. If you look at there are many studies that have come up. They have if the sociologists wanted to study how the panchayat raj system is working in tribal area, they go to tribal area directly and they interview the panchayat raj institution members. They ask how you operate, how the operation is going on, and if they want to have the opinion of how PRIs are working in the field, they also take the response from the tribes, peasants in that particular locality. In the 1940s, anthropologists also studied those societies that were without institution of state. They were called the stateless societies. One of the outstanding example of which was Newar of Sudan. Anthropologists described how in stateless societies order was maintained. The absence of state does not imply the absence of deviance and conflict. A society has its own procedure to handle the cases of breakdown of rules and custom. Sociology supplements the understanding of political scientists by providing information about mechanism of social control in simple societies. As I told earlier, as Rajni Kothari has studied about the relations between caste and politics. So here, the political science, the sociologists are supplementing the political scientist in understanding the social system, how the politics is operant in the space of society. So they take the clue from that. As we discussed earlier, political science is mainly concerned with the political institution. Sociology does not give primacy to any institution. For it, all institutions are equal important because each contributes to it in its own significant way to the functioning of society. Thus, for sociology, political institution is one of the institutions of society and should be analyzed in relations with other institutions. The specialized study of political institution that sociologists undertake is known as political sociology. It shares many characteristics in common with political science, but it emphasizes more than political science the social base of distribution of power, control mechanism and the system of laws. Questions dealing with relations between social stratification and distribution of power, or the role of taboos, or the prohibition and maintenance of social order, or the place of kinship in political system are sociological questions. Sociologists carry out fieldwork with micro-level units, whether they are urban, neighborhood or political parties. They illuminate the processes at work on local levels. By comparing several local institutions, they reach towards generalization about political system as a whole. Both political science and sociology aim to reach general proposition about political system, but the way in which they accomplish this task is different. Political scientists begin with macro units and generalize about them. Sociologists study micro units, systematically compare them, and then reach common proposition. If you look at political sociology, if you want to know about the relations between sociology and political science, you can see what political sociology studies. It studies the norms, it studies the rules of law, how it has benefited in distribution of power. If you look at how caste, as I given the example of caste in politics, caste is the prime unit of studying by sociologists. If you look at sociological study, you will find that there are many studies in caste. So we can say that caste is the unit of sociology, but If you look at the relations with caste and politics, you can be able to understand the relations between sociology and political science. And if you, so as I told you, if how the same how there are differences when you look at that rights, when the rights and duties, anyone can say that no, it is the study of political science. But when you look at how rights and duties in relation to society, how the rights and duties are being performed by different social agents, in that context you can say that no, this is the relations between political science and sociology. If you look at our that means when you look at now there are that means how Dalits are being getting power slowly and slowly, and so there you can study here we are look at our here we are look at both political documents and also social stratification, that means how they are getting social mobility. So when if someone is going to study how Dalits are getting social mobility through political process, through different kind of policy and programs, through reservations, so here political sociology has come into the field. Here both political science and sociology has come to the field, and they have started studying both this political sociology. They have started studying both not only social mobility of Dalits, and they also studying how they are safe in the political circle, how they are getting political mobility. So here both they are getting both social mobility and political mobility. So when they are studying both in this component, this is called political sociology, and this is here political and sociology both have come into picture. But there are also many disciplines. So here political sociologist, so here political scientist, if a person from political science wants to study, he has to go to the field and take the primary sources from the person, and also they can also study the different documents. So here we can say the relations between sociology and political science. Now we'll discuss the relations between sociology and economics. Today, economics is regarded as the most developed of all societies, social sciences. It has been able to develop both tradition of qualitative and quantitative research. One of the branches of economics is called econometric, which is concerned with a quantitative assessment of economic phenomena, compared to the other social sciences, including psychology and modern economics is highly mathematical. So before now we'll go for a break, and after that we'll study the relations between sociology and economics. Dear learners, hope you are enjoying this lesson. Till now we have discussed about the relations between sociology and history, sociology and political science. Now we'll discuss about the relations between sociology and economics. In between, if you have any doubt, please ask to us, because here we are to facilitate in learning sociology. As you know, economic studies the aspect of production, distribution, exchange and consumption in society. It begins with the observation that resources are scarce and limited, whereas human needs are unlimited. Hence, there is a need to strike a balance between limited resources and unlimited ones. Economics is concerned with the relations between demand and supply in society, the rational use of resources for fulfilling one's need, and the issues of economic development. It studies the economy institution as one of the several institutions of human society. As I told you, it concentrates upon the study of economic system in a modern, complex and urban industrial society. A similarity exists between economics and political science. Economics look at modern economic institutions like finance, banking, market in a comparative perspective, aim to arrive at a general proposition. Although it recognizes the role of social factors in influencing economy, it considers them as essentially irrational, which tend to slow or even retard the growth of economy. For developing economy, one has to take rational decisions, because they will lead to gains and profits. Each economic system is based on the principle of maximization of gains and returns. We may consider that say that economists consider the relations between demand and supply. It also studies the issues of economic development. जैसे बहुत सारे, जैसे अभी डीमोनेटाइजेशन हुआ, तो इफ सो दैट इज़ बिंग स्टडीड बाई इकोनॉमिक्स. इकोनॉमिस्ट ऑलवेज रिलाई ऑन द डाटा. दैट मीन्स दे आर मोर फोकस्ड ऑन स्टैटिस्टिक्स. व्हाट द स्टैटिस्टिक्स इज टॉकिंग अबाउट. आप जैसे बहुत सारा जैसे जैसे डीमोनेटाइजेशन रूल्स आया, देर आर लाइक डिमांड एंड सप्लाई, वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट डेफिसिट, वैल्यू डेफिसिट, ऑल द बैंकिंग सिस्टम, ऑल द हाउ द मार्केट इज ग्रोइंग, ऑल दिस आर बिंग स्टडीड बाई इकोनॉमिक्स. बट वेन इट कम्स टू सोशियोलॉजी, सोशियोलॉजी दे स्टडी इकोनॉमिक इंस्टीट्यूशन एज वन ऑफ द सेवरल इंस्टीट्यूशन ऑफ ह्यूमन सोसाइटी. देयर फॉर इट डज नॉट गिव एनी प्रायोरिटी टू इट स्टडी ओवर अदर इंस्टीट्यूशंस. इट एग्जामिन्स द फंक्शनिंग ऑफ इकोनॉमिक इंस्टीट्यूशन रिलेशनशिप विद अदर सोशल सोशल इंस्टीट्यूशन. द कंट्रीब्यूशन दैट सोशल फैक्टर्स मेक टू इकोनॉमिक्स इज टू एग्जामिन डिटेल इन सोशियोलॉजी. सोशियोलॉजी स्टडी द सोशल फैक्टर्स एक्सरसाइज ट्रेमेंडस इम्पैक्ट ऑन डिसीजन पीपल मेक विथ रिस्पेक्ट टू रिसोर्स दैट यूज एंड डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन. इट द सोशियोलॉजिकल पर्सपेक्टिव लुक्स एट द इकोनॉमिक बिहेवियर इन ए ब्रॉडर कंटेक्स्ट ऑफ कल्चर, नॉर्म्स, वैल्यूज एंड इंटरेस्ट. द एडवांस इंडस्ट्रीज आर कंसर्न्स ऑफ दिस फेनोमेनन. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, मेनी प्रोडक्ट्स इन द फैशन इंडस्ट्री आर मेड लुकिंग एट द कल्चर्स एंड फेस्टिवल्स इन इंडिया. If you look at there are many festivals and festivals like Holi and Diwali, you'll find that there are people are using more crackers, people are using more they wear many kind of dresses, dress patterns. So you'll find that during Diwali time, you'll find that there are many advertisements in form of dress, they in form of crackers. So there are many examples, like in the market, even those who are in economics, those who are doing the market study, they always study that means, that's when the rituals will come. If you find there are some particular item jiska jyada sale hota hai particular season, jaise Holi ho gaya ya Diwali ho gaya ya jo marriage ka time aata hai, aap dekho ki uska jyada advertisement hai, uska us product ka jyada advertisement aa raha hai. तो इसलिए सोशियोलॉजी सोशियोलॉजी लुक एट द सोशल एस्पेक्ट ऑफ इकोनॉमी. इन दिस टर्म देयर वर्क इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दैट ऑफ इकोनॉमिस्ट हु मेनली कंसर्न विद इकोनॉमिक कॉन्सिक्वेंस ऑफ पीपल एक्शंस. देर आर सम अदर एस्पेक्ट इन विच दिस टू सब्जेक्ट डिफर. इकोनॉमिक्स कलेक्ट देयर पब्लिक डाटा फ्रॉम गवर्नमेंट पब्लिकेशन, सेंसस रिपोर्ट, प्रोसीडिंग्स ऑफ बैंकिंग इंस्टीट्यूशंस, इकोनॉमिक सर्वे रिपोर्ट एंड बैलेंस इट. इफ विल study the economic aspect, you will find that most of the economists draw their data from the census report. They took the data from socio-economic census, they took data from economic surveys, like because every year government also do economic survey. And they take data from agricultural data if they want to study how that the growth rate in agriculture during different periods of time. They look at economic sense, then economic data, they look at economic survey. Rarely they go to the field and study the things. But if you look at sociologists, they carry out their studies at the micro level using a methodology of intensive field work. The economist approach is reductive, that is, it arrives at a general proposition from which specific statement can be made. Sociology approach is inductive, from particular studies one tries to generalize about the whole. These propositions are subject to further testing. Finally, sociology is not as quantitative as in economics. If you look at sociology uses both quantitative and qualitative data, but when it comes to economics, they more relied on statistics, they more relied on quantitative data. There is a branch of economic sociology, if you look at this demography, if you look at suppose when sociologists are studying the impact of devaluation on farmer, so he farmer or social structure, they go to the and apart from relying on the statistical data, they also go to the field and they ask the respondent what are the impact of demonetization. So here both economic sociology not only uses the statistical data, they also rely on the primary data. They also do the intensive field work to know how the demonetization has its impact on the people. So here economic sociology come into role. Now we can discuss about the relations between sociology and social work. If you look at the relations in sociology and social work, it is like the relations between a pure science and an applied science. Social work is concerned with the technology of application of ideas for improving human life. Social work is independent of sociological insight. Sociology generates holistic knowledge about society. It also discusses possibility of applying this knowledge. The branch of sociology that takes up the area of application is called applied sociology. If you look at the relations between differences between social work and applied sociology, let us understand the difference between social work is an attempt to explore areas where sociological knowledge may be put to use, but sociologists themselves don't carry out the action. What should be the nature and nature of action, how it should be carried out are the areas that interest sociology. Social workers, on the other hand, not only plan action, but they also carry it out. Therefore, social work, truly speaking, is an applied area. It is the technology of action. If you look at, suppose talking about poverty, talking about unemployment, so here in sociological knowledge, sociology is more provides theoretical knowledge about poverty, that means how what are the regimes of poverty and how the poverty can be eradicated. But when it comes to social work, then they give the true picture of poverty through not only through the sociological analysis of poverty, they also provide the remedy, then they also provide how the poverty can be cases where it says that how poverty can be eradicated through actions. Similarly, when you talk about child marriage, in case of sociological knowledge talks about how what are the regimes of child marriage, or what are the regimes of beggary, what are the regimes of unemployment. But when it comes to social work, they provide different kind of solutions. They give the knowledge, not only knowledge and how the social worker will go to the field and how they'll approach approach the people in the field and how the child labor can be eradicated. So that is the fundamental difference between sociology and social work. The social work is more about applied aspect of sociology. But when it comes to research, both uses similar kind of approach in studying the social aspect. Now we can discuss about the relations between sociology and psychology. The individual and society are the two main concepts in social science. The discipline that focuses upon individual is known as sociology. It studies the mental structure of the individual, his memory, intelligence, deep-rooted complexes, and psychological problems. Psychology tries to understand why an individual behaves in a particular manner. It studies the psychic facts. In addition to the qualitative assessment, psychology makes a lot of use of quantitative technique for it measures phenomena in precise term. For understanding certain psychological phenomena, knowledge of the human biological system is also required. The psychology pays a lot of attention to the understanding of human body, especially nervous system. It is the study of psychic facts, the facts that pertain to mental and structure of the individual. On the other hand, sociology is the study of social facts, which are of a continuing entity called society. It is the ones according to which people behave in relation to others. Now, because suppose if you look at when we study human being as an individual, that aspect of study is psychology. But when you study an individual in relation to society, just suppose hum all the individual, some individual is husband and how he is maintaining relations with the wife, and how an individual as a father is maintaining his relationship with son or daughter, here sociology comes into picture. Suppose we are studying the marriage system between both male and female. Here we are studying sociology, but when you look at the psychological the mental state of a wife, here comes psychology into pictures. And how what are the mental structure of the wife, what she is feeling, due to her role of change in role as a daughter to wife. Here the psychology comes into picture. So we can say the branch of psychology that studies the behavior of the people in situation of crowd or mob is called social psychology. As I told you, political sociology, as I told you, economic sociology, as I told you, historical sociology, there is also a discipline called social psychology. Crowd behavior is often called collective behavior, which is subject matter of psychology, and it's distinguished from behavior that takes place in enduring group and institutions. Social psychology lies between sociology and psychology. If psychology is the study of psychic facts, the facts pertain to mental structure individual, sociology is the study of social fact. An example will clarify the distinction between sociology and psychology. Suppose a law court is in session and the accused lawyers and judges are discussing the cases. The rules according to which they would decide the case are of interest to sociology. The rights and duties of each of the member of is involved in the judicial process are also sociological interest. In short, sociologists are interested in the totality of judicial process. What of interest to sociology is what goes in the minds of people engaged in the court proceedings. That is the reason why sociologists make distinction between social and psychic fact. The former are studied by sociologists and latter by psychologists. Here we should also discuss about the concept of status and role, about which we have discussed earlier. Status refers to the social position which an individual occupies and the behavior he carries out by virtue of that is called role. As I am talking here, when we'll study the role of wife. When a wife is playing a role in relation to different norms, values of society, values of a family, norms and values of a family, here we can say sociology has come into the picture. But when you look at due to change in status, her mental state has changed, and he's in a role conflict, he's in conflict of mind, what kind of role has to play. Here we can say that psychology has come into picture. So there are fundamental difference between sociology and psychology. It also establishes when he's talking about the concept of status and role link with society with the individual, and in turn they establish a link between psychology and society. So when you say that individual is playing a role here as an individual, it is a study of psychology. But when you say that how an individual is playing a role in a society, that is the study of psychology. So now we can discuss about the relationship between sociology and anthropology. What is anthropology? Anthropology is the study of biological and socio-cultural aspect of human being. It is a scientific study of man in all its dimensions, both biological and socio-cultural. The branch of sociology that studies the biological aspect of humankind is called physical or biological anthropology, while the study of social and cultural aspect is known as social anthropology. In the United States of America, the branch is however known as cultural anthropology. The third branch of anthropology is the study of language in comparative perspective. It is known as linguistic anthropology or anthropological linguistic. The branch of anthropology that studies the prehistoric past of mankind before writing began is called archaeological anthropology or prehistoric archaeology. Of the four branches of anthropology, sociology is most closely related to that is called social anthropology. As we discussed earlier, sociology as a subject that came into existence during the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Social anthropology had its beginning as a discipline during the second half of 19th century, but it came to occupy as a respective place in the first half of 20th century. The division of labor that traditional labor was sociology, that considered in the study of complex modern and industrial societies, whereas social anthropology studies the tribal, pigeon and free literate societies of the world, those societies that were largely untouched with the forces of civilization. In the beginning, sociology studied the society which were their own, while anthropology studied societies that were different from their own. This was the reason why sociology came to be regarded as the study of one's own society, while anthropology earned the reputation of being the study of other culture. Besides this distinction, the similarity between them are important. Both studies human society in a holistic manner, attempt to generalize. Both are comparative in nature. In fact, French sociologist known as Emile Durkheim called anthropology as a comparative sociology. Social anthropology was considered as a branch of sociology, or better, as sociology of primitive societies. If we'll study the distinction between sociology and social anthropology, we can say that the difference between ours and their societies is between civilized and primitive societies, which huge and perceptible. It was in case of in America and Australia, New Zealand or Africa, where the native population was totally different from its white colonizations. But the distinction between sociology and social anthropology was not found to be much use in India because of the continuity between different population. In many cases, it was not possible to distinguish between different tribal, non-tribal population, rural and urban population, such as the distinction between sociology and social anthropology, which was completely void. With the passage of time, social anthropologists have included within their orbit the threat to societies such as urban and industrial society that was supposed to be studied by sociologists. It all happened because tribal societies were on their way of transformation because of urban industrialization. At the same time, sociology has increased its scope to include tribal and pigeon societies. The outcome of all the is that in so far subject matter of sociology and social anthropology are concerned, there is hardly any distinction. Sociology and social anthropology specialize in the study of different types of societies. They contribute to the development of different theoretical interests. Sociologists have made significant contribution to survey method of data collection, whereas anthropologists' contribution has been more on fieldwork methodology. Anthropologists have contributed immensely to the understanding of kinship and religion because these two have been institutions of crucial importance in simple societies. To the understanding of social stratification, education, and urban industrial society, the contribution of sociology is unparalleled because these institutions are of primary importance in modern societies. These specialization apart, there are more similarities between sociology and social anthropology that are between either of them or the social sciences. If we look at social anthropology, they are studying more about how the changes has happened in the tribal society. If we look at social anthropology. When you look at sociology, you will find that they are not only confining their study to the social to the tribal and tribal communities and the rural community. They are also studying different kind of economic aspect of tribal society, economic aspect of pigeon societies. They studied the tribal society in relation to the other societies. Like, if we're talking about rural urbanization, that means we say that how a particular area which was very much rural, how it has become urbanized, and how what are the cultural and social changes that have taken place in a particular period of time that has led to evolution of a rural place to the urban area. You might have seen that apart from these subjects, there are also many studies like gender studies. If you look at the sociology and the gender studies, you'll find that gender studies, there is a strong relationship between sociology and gender studies. Gender studies talks more about the gender aspect, that means the relationship between man and woman. But if you look at sociology, it studies studies in a holistic manner. But there are strong relations between sociology and gender studies. आज इफ यू लुक एट जेंडर सब इफ यू लुक एट द मैरिज हियर सोशियोलॉजी स्टडीज ऑफ मैरिज इन ए वेरी होलिस्टिक मैनर. इफ यू लुक एट जेंडर स्टडीज दे टॉक्स मोर अबाउट जेंडर हाउ द जेंडर जेंडर कम्स इन टू पिक्चर इन केस ऑफ मैरिटल रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन रिलेशनशिप. सिमिलर देर आर सो रिलेशन बिटवीन सोशियोलॉजी एंड ह्यूमन राइट्स बिकॉज नाउडेज ह्यूमन राइट्स हैज कम इन टू पिक्चर बिकॉज वी आर टॉकिंग मोर अबाउट राइट्स एंड ड्यूटीज. डियर लर्नर होप वी हैव एन्जॉयड दिस सेशन एंड that means we have today we have discussed the relations between sociology and other social sciences. No doubt there are relations between sociology and other subject, but each of these subject has its autonomy. At the same time, it enters into meaningful relations with other disciplines. As I told you, sociology is principally concerned with the study of contemporary society. The sociologist's data come from field study and survey methods. Historians have to build up their interpretation of the past on the limitation of the material. The data that sociologists collect are far more complete than is the case with the historian. Sociology studies at the micro level but aims at the macro level. Sociology always refers to historical material available toward the understanding social and cultural change. If you look at social work, it is an applied area and it is a sociology action. So, even anthropology, the study of biological and socio-cultural aspect of human being, the study of social and cultural aspect of human being is known as social anthropology. So, hope you have enjoyed this session. And if you have any kind of doubt, you can always send a mail at aosoca@nius.ac.in. And we always look forward to your comments and feedback so that we can improve our self-learning material. We can also improve our teaching learning strategies. Thank you all.